Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. Cowboys nearing the end of spring football practices, and the battle at quarterback wages on between Nick Smith and Tyler Vanderwall. We've got Nick Smith joining us on the phones. Nick, what's happening, man? What's going on today?
Not much. Just getting ready for practice again this afternoon, but I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, man. I appreciate you joining me on the show. And I guess in your words, how have you viewed this spring practice for you and this quarterback battle going on with Tyler right now? How has that been going for you? Just paint a picture for us and our listeners.
Yeah, no, I think spring ball has been going well, and I think I've been progressing and getting better each and every practice. And I think me personally, I've been taking steps each day to be better and to help lead this team. And I think the overall goal for me was this spring was to obviously get better and help establish our offense and lead us in the right direction. And then, you know, in terms of the competition between me and Tyler, I think it's been good. It's both been making us better players. We've been competing hard. We've been both been making plays and really helping each other out. And I think even though it's a competition and only one guy can come out on top, you know, we're both making each other better and also making the team better. And, you know, Tyler is going to be here for a while. So too, if I can make him better in the long run too, I think, you know, that'll be a huge, huge victory, in the long run. So I think, you know, there's a lot of benefits to the competition, and I think it's going really well. And, it's making me and Tyler better players, and I think making our team better.
Just viewing from what you've seen, you know, obviously you might have a little bit of bias towards yourself, but who do you think has the edge right now if you had to put something on that right now?
It's hard to say. I mean, yeah, I think I focus on myself and focus on what I can do. And, that decision is ultimately up to the coaches. And but I feel like I'm doing what I need to become the starter, and I feel like that I'm working hard and coming out and competing every practice. And if I can just focus on those things, and I'll let the coaches think and take that, let them take care of that decision.
What was life like? What has life like been as a backup quarterback? Because you know you're only one play away, and that's happened a few times for you at your time at Wyoming. But, you know, in all honesty, what has life been like to be the guy that's one play away, the backup quarterback, these last several years?
Yeah, no, I think it's been challenging, but rewarding kind of at the same time. I mean, each week, you have to prepare and be ready to play like you can play. And, you know, early on in my career, I found that out, you know, really early that you have to be prepared. And so, from that aspect of it, you know, you prepare like you're going to play each and every week. And then when you're able to come in and play and, whether if we're up or, like happened this season at Air Force and come in and win and, some of those situations, it really is rewarding from that sense. But there's challenges. There's definitely weeks where it's not always easy. But I think at the end of the day, you're still able to help out your team any way you can. And it's really highs and lows. But overall, it's been a learning experience and something that, I'll carry with me forever. And an experience that has made me a better player and a better teammate. Hopefully that has translated on the field and, throughout my team.
How much different is it receiving, the reps that you've gotten this spring and that you will get in the fall competing for this job? Do you think that's made you a better player just getting in there and getting more reps?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with anything and really the more reps you get and the more timing and work you can get with your guys, the better you're going to be, the more comfortable you're going to be. And I think it really helps develop just some of that chemistry. And it's hard to do sometimes when you have limited reps, but I think that's something that I've really appreciated this spring is that, taking advantage of the reps that I have gotten and really trying to make sure that I I'm focused with each rep and then take advantage of the situation and of those reps that I've gotten in practice.
You graduated last December, right?
Yes.
What did you graduate? What was your degree in?
I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Finance.
Okay. And what do you want to do? What do you want to do after your time is done at Wyoming?
Yeah, so currently I just enrolled in the Master's in Finance program here at UW, so I'll have a few more semesters finishing up that, but then I think, we'll kind of see where I want to go. I mean, I think, financial planning or getting into banking is something that I'm really interested in, and we'll see what happens once I finish my master's, but that's kind of the avenue and path that I think I'm leaning towards.
Was there ever a thought when you graduated leading up to it or after about, saying, I've done what I can football-wise, or did the prospects of competing for the starting job outweigh that?
No, I think competing for the starting job definitely outweighed that. And I had talked to Coach after the season, and, we just kind of had a conversation about the upcoming spring and season and next fall. And I think, those kind of outweighed everything else. And, I was looking forward to getting back with my teammates. And, there's more to, my teammates are a big part of, who I am. And I really enjoy my teammates. And so that was something, too, that I was looking forward to come back to and being able to spend some more time with them.
Last Saturday, you guys had your first scrimmage of the spring, and Coach Bull mentioned that it was one of the best offensive scrimmages that he's had there in a while. Why do you think that was for you guys? What clicked so well offensively for you last Saturday?
Yeah, I think Coach kind of alluded to it. We were able to run the ball effectively, and I think that was big for our offense. And I think we had worked really hard those first 8 or 9 practices beforehand, and just kind of being able to put everything together and kind of have, a couple drives that really just showed how we can click. And I think, everybody was really coming together. And I think it started with our run game. And then once we were able to run the ball, it opens up other avenues to really push the ball downfield in terms of the passing game. So I think, it was a positive to see some of those younger guys to step up and deliver and kind of translate from what they've learned into the previous practices and apply it to the scrimmage. And I think they did well, and they're learning, and they're getting better, and we're getting better as an offense.
Nick, injuries have taken its toll on the Cowboys on both sides of the ball, but for you guys at the skill positions, I mean, you've got CJ and John recovering from knee surgeries. You've got Jared that's out with a broken finger. The two starting running backs or the two leading rushers from last year were banged up. What's it been like? What have the young guys done? You kind of alluded to it there, but, how have they been able to get in the mix here and make a name for themselves this spring?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough with the injuries, but it's been a great opportunity for those young guys to step up and learn. And, they're forced to. And I think it kind of allowed them to be in a situation and be in some situations that they maybe weren't or haven't been in before. And I think it's really created an environment where, they had to step up in practice and in the scrimmage to allow our offense to be successful. And so I think, the situation is maybe not ideal, but I think it's really good for those younger guys to be able to get some reps and to learn and get some good experience. And like I said before, it's just those reps are super valuable. And, the more reps they can get, the more they're going to learn and the better player they're going to become. So I think it's, for those guys who are having to step up, I think it's positive for them.
What do you think will be the primary focus of, I believe you guys are having another scrimmage this coming Saturday. What do you think the primary focus will be for you guys as an offense?
I think it's just continue to take another step forward. I think, you know, developing our schemes and our offense, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, taking a step forward from where we left off last Saturday. And I think it's being able to kind of just make steps forward after each practice. And if we can continue to get better, you know, we'll be heading in the right direction. So I think for us, it's to improve upon last Saturday and to continue to make more plays against our defense.
Nick, it's certainly a pleasure been talking to you over the last few minutes. We appreciate the time, and best of luck the rest of spring and heading into fall camp, all the off-season stuff. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.